I'm joined in studio by Fabian Hannaforth. Fabian is running CandidateWatch.ie, which is a new platform aiming to provide a direct connection, I suppose, Fabian, between candidates in this election and voters. But it's a system which you've had in place in Germany for some years.
Yes, this site, CandidateWatch.ie, was launched on Friday, and its purpose is to allow for direct contact between candidates and voters. What voters can do on this platform is ask questions publicly to their candidates, and the candidates then can answer also publicly.
As I say, this has been in place for some time in some regions in Germany, and how well is it working there?
We've created this platform in Germany in 2004, and we've covered so far 23 elections and 8 or 9 parliaments, and it's been working very well. We have about 10,000 visitors a day. Last year, we had the 100,000th question.
Oh, very good. That's plenty of questions, all right. So what are your targets here? I mean, is this a program purely for the election, or do you see it continuing afterwards?
This site becomes powerful when it's run on a long-term basis. So during an election campaign, we know candidates tend to promise more than they can hold afterwards. So we are thinking about continuing the project when the next oil is elected. Then the voters can ask the elected TDs, what about your promises?
Now, political parties, as you say, often make promises during elections, but then very often they have to change because the world changes or realities change. So they may commit to spending a certain amount of money or protecting certain things. But as we know, we've got all kinds of crises in Ireland at the moment. Who knows what decisions will have to be made in 18 months' time or 2 years' time?
That's true. But what we see in Germany on our platform is citizens ask then questions. Well, you promised during the election campaign this and that, and now you take completely different decisions. How do you explain that? And then elected representatives do explain. It all depends on the communication and the transparency.
Traditionally, holding politicians to account for their decisions and how those decisions are different from the promises they made at election, that's done by the opposition parties, and it's done by the traditional mass media, newspapers like this one, and broadcasters. Does the system change a lot if the voters are talking directly to the politicians?
It changes step by step. Candidate Watch won't bring a radical change directly, but over time it does change the consciousness of the citizens that, after all, it's the citizens who are in charge of the democracy and of the development of what's going on.
Finally, this system can't work unless the candidates engage with it and unless they answer the questions as well. And are you confident they'll do that?
Yes, we are. In Germany, candidates answer about 90% of the questions during election time and around 80% during parliament sessions. We've received already the first answers on CandidateWatch.ie over the weekend.
And we shall see how it turns out. The best of luck with it, Fabian Hannaforth. That's CandidateWatch.ie. Go there, check it out, and ask your local candidate a question that might skewer them like a butterfly in a pin in 2 years' time.